Glad you're here this morning. I encourage you to open up your Bibles, if you will, to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 23. We'd like to look at verses 21 through 25 for the base of our lesson today. Then the king commanded all the people, saying, "Keep the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in this book of the covenant." Such a Passover surely had never been held since the days of judges who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was held before the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, Josiah put away those who consulted mediums and spirits, the household gods and idols, all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. Now before him there was no king like him, who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor after him did any arise like him. Oftentimes we talk about the great example that we have to follow, and that is Jesus Christ. That is because Jesus lived a perfect life. He came and lived a perfect life without sin. He overcame temptation. He set the pattern for us to follow. So Jesus is our example. He is our pattern. And we're to go to his word and learn his instructions and see the way he lived and follow him. But there are other people in the Bible that are talked about. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Paul, many throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, that are good examples for us to look at. And this morning, we'll look at Josiah. And I realize this group that's here this morning, this is not a new subject to you, and he's not a new person to you, because you've probably studied about him dozens of times over the years. But there's some things I'd like to look at this morning concerning Josiah, because in my life, I always need a good example to look to. And surely you can use a good example to look to also. Certainly we have Christ as our number one example, but other people influence our lives. And there are those in the Bible that set a good pattern in their life that we can look at some of their traits and apply those to our life today in 2023. So hundreds of years later, after this man Josiah lived, we're here on this earth and we're facing temptation, we're facing troubles and trials, we're going through the path of life where we have to deal with things on a daily basis. And we look at this young king who made up in his mind that he was going to serve God, and he did. And so I can learn from that I need to make up my mind to serve God, and I can if I will. And that's the consensus of it all. We can if we will. If we want to serve God, we can. And we will if we have a faith in God and desire to do so. King Josiah, we just read, before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart. So we're seeing this, that he really loved God. You know, we're commanded to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. You know, that's the first and great commandment. And so this man, he loved the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might. And according to the law of Moses, he obeyed the law that God had given him to obey. So he loved the Lord and he obeyed the Lord's commands. If we love the Lord today with all our heart, we will seek his law, we will seek his word, we will get into his gospel, the good news of Christ, and learn it and obey it in our life. And it says then, nor after him did any arise like him. So he is a good example for anyone who could study and read about King Josiah. Let's look at him in verse 2 Chronicles. You may want to turn over now to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. We were in 2 Kings there briefly. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 34, and this will be where most of our points will be found this morning concerning King Josiah. 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and verse 2 says, "And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn to the right hand or to the left." So, walking in the ways of the Lord is important. It's important for me, it's important for you, it's important for everyone. Why? Because there are ways that we can walk in that leads to destruction. There are ways that we can walk in that leads to trouble in this life. There are ways that we can walk in, if we continue in those ways, that will lead to eternal torment, and we don't want that. So this man walked in the ways of the Lord and in the ways of his father David, And so he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. We need to today seek the Lord and seek his ways and walk in his way. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14 talks about the fact that our whole duty is to fear God and to keep his commandments. So love for God, fear for God, reverence to God, and submission to his will and way will help us to do what's right in his sight and help us to walk in his way. The way of the Lord is narrow and straight, Matthew 7, 13 and 14. The way that's not of the Lord is broad and wide, and many there be that go in thereat, which is the way of destruction. But the narrow way that leads to life is following the Lord. This man Josiah followed the ways of the Lord. He did what was right in his sight. And look at this. He did not turn to the right or to the left. So we understand in our life that God has rules. He has a pattern. And he has rules to go by. So I don't have the authority to go to the left of it or to the right of it. I don't have the authority to add to it or take from it. As a matter of fact, God warned back in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, from the very get-go. And you go all the way back to the Garden of Eden and find out that from the very beginning, God did not allow variance from his command. But Deuteronomy 4, verses 1 and 2, he told them, you shall not add to nor diminish out from the words that I have spoken to you. There's no variance. And so what God says is truth. What God says is right. My desire should be to walk in the way of the Lord, to devote my heart to him, and not turn to the right or to the left. Warnings are given in Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9, about veering away from the gospel. Paul said, I'm amazed that you're so soon removed from the gospel of Christ, which is not another, but there are those that would pervert the gospel of Christ. And if any man preach any other gospel than that which I have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So Josiah walked in the ways of the Lord. He did what was right and did not vary to the left or the right. And Paul warned that we don't have that option. We need to obey the Lord. Matter of fact, following the Lord is required. God's commands are for us to obey. Matthew 7, verse 21, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. And we could go to the Epistle of John, and we could go to the book of Revelation. And there are warnings about not walking in the way of the Lord. There are warnings about veering to the left or to the right. There are warnings of adding to it or taking from it. And so we can learn from God's word, his will and his way. And this morning we look at a good example, a young man named Josiah who was appointed king, who did what was right in the sight of the Lord, walked in the ways of his father David, and did not turn to the right hand or to the left. Well, Josiah, if you'll turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and verse 1, you're probably already open to that. We see he was a very young man when he became king. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. 31 years as king, 8 years old. Well, you say, well, he's just a boy. And he was just a boy. But the thing was, he was the one that was there to be appointed. It was God's choice. So he became king at age 8, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. Now, his reign was good. The time he was there, he didn't go to the right or the left of God's law. He walked in the ways that's right in the sight of God. And he led other people to do that which was right in the sight of God in worship, in their daily living, in their manner of life, in their sacrifices. He brought the priests in to make sure that they obeyed the law as they should and worship God as God instructed. And so Josiah was a young king, but yet he did things that were good. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 3 through 7. It says, in the 8th year of his reign, at about the age of 16, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year as king, he began to purge Jerusalem of the high places and destroy the idol worship. So a young man of age 8, and then at age 16, it says he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year as king, he began to purge Jerusalem of the high places and destroy the idol worship. The Israelites, they had got into a situation where they would serve God and would not serve God. They would worship idols, and then they wouldn't worship idols. They'd be led astray by the worship of the nations around them, and they put up idols, and they worship in the wrong place, they worship the wrong thing. And so Josiah corrected all that. Here's a man that gives a good example for us in the fact that when he was 16 years old, he was able to do good things for the Lord. In the eighth year of his reign, at about the age of 16, he was able to do this. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verses 3 through 7. Well, we're talking about Josiah becoming king at an early age. Then at age 16, he began to seek the Lord and do that what the Lord wanted, as his father David did. Let's look at some things about Josiah this morning. Why was Josiah such a good king? Well, we've already noted a half a dozen things this morning about him. But in this chapter 34, we can see why he was an excellent king. Why he was a good king. Anytime people do good and you look at their life, there must be a reason why. Sometimes you hear someone say, well, that young man has done really good. He's done really good. And then they might start giving credits to his parents, and that credit may be well due. They may start giving that credit to his grandparents, and that credit may be well due. They may start giving some of the credit to people in the church that influenced the young man, and that credit may be well due. But it may be that here's a young man that becomes a good king, and or today, as this young man did, Josiah was a good king because he began to seek the Lord of his father while he was still young. It may be that there are people today who hear the word of God, they believe God, they have faith in God, and due to the good influences around them, and sometimes in spite of bad influences around them, they come to know God, and they turn out to seek God and seek the Father and do what's right while they're young, because they realize doing the right is best for them. Look at verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 34. For in the eighth year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images. This young man had a great task in front of him to get Israel on the right path, to get the Israelites, to get the people of God back where they needed to be. And so he was a good king because he began to seek the God of his father while he was still young. Starting to seek God while we're young pays good dividends. Because if someone begins to seek God while they're young and they listen to God's word and they begin to obey God, it can help them in their life as an individual, as a person in school, as a person in the community, as a person in business. It can help them influence their family. It can help them influence others. And if they do that, it will help prevent them and mold them so that they do not go over and get involved in things of the world that they ought not to be involved in. It will help them to understand that strong drink is not good. Abstain from it. That the use of drugs is not good. Abstain from it. It'll help them to understand that cursing and swearing is not good. Abstain from it. They'll help them to understand that lying is not right. Be truthful. So seeking God at a young age is important. It will help the young person to develop to be a good man or good woman because they begin to seek God while they're young. Well, 2 Chronicles chapter 34, again, we see that he was moved, humbled by the reading of God's word. Look, if you will, in verse 19 and verse 27 of that verse of chapter 34. Verse 19 of 2 Chronicles 34. Thus it happened when the king heard the words of the law that he tore his clothes. Simply meaning that he was moved, he was humbled, he wanted to do that which was right. Verse 27. Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. So humbling ourselves before God is important. James says that we're to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself before God, and he will lift you up. Well, Josiah humbled himself before God, and he was lifted up. He was a good king because he sought the things of God, and he did the things that God wanted him to do. So he was humbled by the reading of God's word. Let's go back to 2 Kings, if you will, chapter 22 and verse 11. 2 Kings 22 and verse 11. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his clothes. So in 2 Kings and also in 2 Chronicles, it is recorded about the humility of this young man, Josiah, who was king. So we're learning he was a good king because he began to seek God of his father while he was still young. He was moved by the reading of the word of God. He was humble when he approached the words of God, and therefore it made him a good king. And it can make us a good person if we'll do the very same thing. Well, King Josiah was a good king because he inquired of the Lord. Look at verses 21 through 28. Go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 34 now, if you will. And let's go back and look at these verses. We see that he was a good king because he inquired of the Lord concerning himself and the people regarding the word in the book of the Lord. Verses 21 through 28. Josiah was a man that fully intended to learn what God wanted him to do and then do what God commanded. Look at verse 21 of 2 Chronicles chapter 34. Go inquire of the Lord for me and for those who are left in Israel and Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of God that is poured out on us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book. So Hilkiah and those the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, and the son of Tekoath, the son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe. She dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke to her to that effect. Verse 23, then she answered them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell me the man who sent you to me. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, and that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath will be poured out on this place and not be quenched. But as for the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord in this manner, you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which you have heard. Because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God, when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before him, and you tore your clothes and wept before him, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered in your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place and its inhabitants. So they brought back word to the king. So we look at Josiah, and we see that him being a good king, dwelling in Jerusalem, he did what was right in the sight of God. He also inquired of the Lord what was best for the people, for Judah, for the people of God. The Israelites, time and again, had a problem. Didn't matter if it was the ones of Judah or the ones of Israel. Both of them had issues. But Josiah was able to inquire of the Lord and find out what the word of the Lord said, and he fully intended to learn what God commanded and pass it on to his people so that they too could obey God. Well, King Hezekiah, if you look, he set out to do what was right. Verse 34, verses 29 and 30. He set out to do what was right by bringing the people together. We can learn from this today a lot in the church and in families and in communities. If we want to do what's right in the church as a congregation, if we want to do what's right in a family between a husband and wife, what can bring us together? The Word of God. Because it tells the husband how to treat the wife how to treat the husband, the parents how to treat the children how to treat the parents, It tells brothers and sisters how in Christ how to treat one another. It tells us what the Word of God can do to keep us from error. So what can bring us together today? The Word of the Lord. So he set out to do what was right by bringing the people together. Look at chapter 34 again, verses 29 and 30. Then the king sent and gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the house of the Lord. So the people of Judah, they were blessed to have a man who could know these things and would want to know these things, and one who wanted to bring the people together in terms of being united together as a people, being united together by means of obeying God. Well, he set out to do what was right, he set out to do what God said, and he read the book of God before the people so all could hear. Look back to chapter 34 and verse 30. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the house of the Lord. You know, here at Beulah, we study various parts of the Bible and we try to cover all of it from time to time. Now, recently in the Sunday morning study, we've been in the Gospels, the life of Christ, and learning so many good things about that. We studied the individual letters to the churches. We studied the book of Jerusalem. We studied numerous books in the Bible. We studied numerous people, the kings and the prophets in the Bible, the divisions of the Bible. To read from the Word of God will help us and it will bring us together in one mind in knowing what God wants us to do and how he wants us to be as his people. So he was a good king because he set out to bring the people together. And he set out to read the book of God before the people so all could hear, so that all could have an opportunity to know and understand. Well, he set out to do what God said. He made a covenant to follow and obey the Lord. Chapter 34 and verse 31. Then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. What book were they reading? The book of the law of God. So what covenant did he make with the people? That we would follow the things that are written in the book. We need more of that today in our individual's life. I need that in my life. We need that in our families. We need that in our communities. We need that in business. We need that in the church. So we can make a covenant to follow and obey the Lord. But the problem is, there's always people that want to veer away from the element of the law. They want to take away from what God says and leave something off and say, well, it'd be easier and more convenient if you do this. Or they want to add something to it and make something go further than God intended it for it to go, and so they sin. The key with Josiah was that he made a covenant to follow and obey the law of the Lord. We need that same covenant with ourselves and in the church today with God. Well, he set out to do what God said, and he made all who were present in Jerusalem take a stand for the words of the Lord. We need to be encouraged today to take a stand for the Word of God. There's a man, a preacher in Coleman County. He had an article in the Shepherd's Guide this week, and he has a lot of good articles. And one of the articles was about different doctrines and different beliefs. But he simply pointed out that this is what the Bible says, and this is what your doctrine says. So I would encourage anyone just to take the Bible and read and study it and say, does the doctrine that a religion follows, is it the doctrine of Christ? Is it the doctrine of God? And if it's not, then what is it? It's the doctrine of men rather than God. What Josiah did, he made all who were present in Jerusalem take a stand for the words of the Lord. How much better would the world be and every element of society be and our lives be if we could all take a stand for the words of the Lord, because the words of the Lord are right and they are true. Well, he set out to do what God said, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant. Isn't that amazing? He was a good man. He took over at a young age. He sought the Lord. He obeyed the Lord. He got in the Word of the Lord. He asked others to do that. He destroyed the things that were wrong. He took them out of the way. He put the things in that God said to do. He made a covenant with God and asked the people to follow that covenant with God to do that which was right. And so the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant. So the key here is, if people are going to obey God, they need to know what God says. We can't obey it if we don't know it. The people today, we need to obey God. But we may know it, but we can't obey it unless we're willing to obey it. We may know it, but we don't obey it because we don't believe it. So we need to believe the Word of God. We need to be willing to obey it. And we need to be willing to devote our heart so that we can do it as the inhabitants of Jerusalem did, so they can do all according to the covenant of God. Well, why was Josiah such a good king? He put everything in order. He prepared the people. He prepared the temple and restored true worship. 2 Chronicles 35, verses 1 through 19. Isn't it amazing what can happen if we set things in order in our life? Maybe it's paying the bills. Maybe it's setting things in order and setting the plan so we can keep the grass cut. Maybe it's setting things in order and get our finances right so we can not overload ourselves with debt and make the payments on time so we can provide for our children and family and not live beyond our means. We need to set a lot of things in order. And God provides us the common sense and the ability to know how to do that if we'll just do it. But the most important thing is setting things in order of a spiritual nature, making ourselves right with God, getting ourselves right with God. And if we get ourselves right with God by believing Him and seeking Him and seeking His Word and setting out to do it and setting out to obey it and do what He says fully, then we can be a good example to others. We can be right with God. And when we do that, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. And we can do things that we ought to do in this life because we set our life in order with God and with others, because we're striving to do that which is right according to the book, the law of God. Well, Josiah was very young when he became king. He walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn to the right hand or the left, and neither before or after him was there no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might according to the law of Moses. So, what can Charles get out of this today? Well, I got out of it the understanding that I also need to read the Word of God. I need to believe the Word of God. I need to set things order in my life as an individual. I need to obey the Word of God today and continue to obey it so that I may do good before the Lord. And if I'll do that, I can share that with others. And if you'll do that, you can be right with God and share that with others. Hope the lesson will encourage us to understand that there's some good examples in the Bible that we can follow. Let's look at those good examples and follow them. And some of the bad examples that are there for us to learn from and take lessons from and not follow, let's don't follow them. Let's be good as King Josiah was, and let's start obeying God at a young age when we understand our responsibility to God and where we are in life. Then believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ and be baptized for the remission of sins, and arise to walk in newness of life, and seek the Lord to do that which is right all the days of our life. If you're here this morning and you're happy in any way, Barry's going to lead us in the invitation song. Please come if you need to.